This is St. Louis Public Radio. The search for a new chief of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is into its sixth month. Applications were due on Thursday. A new chief should be in place by January. The final steps of the process are taking place with the department under a bright spotlight from protesters who are demanding more police accountability. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports on how that scrutiny could impact the search.
Wesley Bell knows what it's like to look for a police chief to lead a department under fire. Bell was elected to represent Ferguson's 3rd Ward in April 2015, a month after the U.S. Department of Justice found the city's police department fostered a racist culture and raised money on the backs of the residents they policed. Chief Tom Jackson was one of several officials who resigned. Bell thinks the circumstances improved the quality of the candidates who applied.
There's a lot of people who saw this as, hey, this is an opportunity to do good. What will be more important that I'll do in my life than trying to turn this ship around?
David Dwight sees a similar opportunity in St. Louis, which has been searching for a new chief since Sam Dotson retired earlier this year. Dwight is the co-chair of a citizens committee that's been advising Mayor Lyda Crewson with the search since May.
We've heard some people say, oh, it's a shame that this is happening after the Stockley verdict, but it's the opinion of many people on the committee that this is actually one of the best times for us to be searching for another police chief. There's no opportunity for us to run away from our reality.
Crewson set up the committee months before a judge found Jason Stockley, a white former police officer, not guilty of first-degree murder and the 2011 shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith, a black man. That verdict triggered the latest round of protests. Committee member Lisa Cagle says from the beginning, the community demanded the same thing as protesters.
Really, in the end, we're looking for a unicorn. I mean, we're looking for someone who not only is technically qualified, but also who is not afraid of pushback, who's not afraid of criticism, who's willing to make some very significant changes, not just holding individuals accountable, but holding a whole department accountable.
Community voices can be vital to selecting someone to lead a law enforcement department, says Joseph Schaefer, the chair of the criminology department at Southern Illinois University Carbondale.
Policing is something that ideally should be done with communities and to the public, not to the community and public, and that can extend all the way back to the point of hiring a chief executive.
But community participation can only extend so far. In St. Louis, residents will be able to interview the final candidates for chief at a series of forums, but Crewson and her public safety director will make the final decision. The mayor says she will take the committee's opinion into account.
It would have been very easy if we wanted to just pick the chief. It would have been easier to just do that and not have gone through this process.
There's still a lot of skepticism that the committee and the mayor will make the right decision. And more fundamentally, there are doubts about how much will actually change with a new chief.
What makes you all think that you all are going to solve our problem by finding these candidates?
That's activist Meldon Moffitt at a recent meeting of the Citizens Advisory Committee. He served 18 years in prison in Missouri for armed robbery. Moffitt says the new chief won't be able to do anything about St. Louis's underlying racism.
None of these candidates are going to come from our communities. None of these candidates are going to step next door to us. None of these candidates have ever even came to the community to even care about the murders that are happening in our community.
SIU Schaefer agrees that a chief can really only influence a police department, not other areas of government. But he says chiefs do play a critical role in changing how a department operates.
If leaders and leadership are able to convey to frontline personnel and the average employee how that reform is necessary, how that reform will make the organization better, how that reform will make them better as an employee, there's an opportunity there.
The opportunity, he says, is even greater in departments under scrutiny. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.